This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
This is a simple statement today out of Joshua 22, and it's so simple because it actually is the outline of the message, the five things that Joshua says, this is what you're to do. This is your mission statement. Written some 3,000 years ago, and the Lord has spelled out for us today. Here's the mission statement, not for your company, not for your business, not even for your personal life. It's the mission statement for your spirit and your soul. Here it is. Let's bring up number one. To love the Lord your God. Jesus said this was the greatest of all the commandments, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. So I know that's important to him. But I honestly believe that a lot of preachers quote that verse, a lot of people read the verse, and nobody knows, what does it mean to love the Lord your God? Let me tell you what it means. The same thing it means to love your wife, your husband, or your children, your parents. What do you do when you love somebody? You place value upon them. When a man loves his wife, he places value upon her. When a wife loves her husband, she places value upon him. What does that mean? You place value on their opinions. You place value upon their feelings. You place value upon their emotional state. You place value on how they feel about different things with the home. That's what it means to love somebody, is you place and attribute value to them. You know, when I hear a woman talk about her husband and say, what does that idiot know? And I've heard women say that, and some of you perhaps have said that. It tells me that there is a lack of placing value on that husband. When I hear a husband say, well, what does she know? When I hear a person refer to their spouse as an idiot or stupid, I remind them, they married you. They married you. You know, when you call them, accuse them of being not too bright, just remember, they chose you as their life partner. What does that say? And then they change the tune. Well, I never thought about that before. That's what it means to love the Lord, is that you place value. So what do we place value upon? Let me tell you one thing you place value upon, this book. When I meet a man or woman, and I've met people like this, oh, we just love Jesus. We love the Lord. Do you ever read this? No, I don't have time for it. Tells me they really don't love him. When you love the Lord, you place value upon his word. When you love the Lord, you place value upon being here around the table and participating in the Lord's Supper. When you love the Lord, worship matters to you. When you love the Lord, everything that matters to him suddenly matters to you. That's how you know you love the Lord. What he cares about, you care about. What issues he's concerned about, you're concerned about. We love that which he loves. We love that which he loves. Let's bring up the second. We're going to move quickly here. You walk in all his ways. What does it mean to walk in his ways? Everybody in this room walks in the ways of some product, some clothing line. There are some of you, you buy a certain brand of clothing because you walk in their way. Some of you drive a certain automobile because you say, well, you know, I've been driving that brand for 30 years and I drive that car. That's my brand. You're walking in that way. Some of you eat certain brand of food or use a certain product because that's the way you walk. And so it is to walk in his way means to walk the journey with him. You walk like he walks. You talk like he talks. That's the goal. It doesn't mean you're perfect. But we walk in his ways, meaning we walk in what's important to the Lord because he's our God, not the system. God is God in our life. Well, all this week from Joshua, the 22nd chapter, a passage I'm calling God's mission statement for your life, for your spirit. Five things the Lord wants to see in your life and my life. We'll continue tomorrow, same time, same place on Cross Hope. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.